Previously on Markheim by Paul Mullen.
Upstairs wants this case closed. The flip's important. Quasi-apocalypse shit and so forth. The clockwork ostensibly turns on this kid.
We are very short-handed.
So, no then?
Or give me a Markheim.
What I don't see is why you need me.
We're short-staffed and the flip fits in the clockwork.
Sure, something to do, I guess.
I'll need your ticket. If you're blown, you're on your own.
You think there's a god flip?
Hell no!
Well, there is. I've met him. He wants this. Trust me. Do it. Slash. Get a taste. You know you want to.
Who are you?
Oh, shit.
You're something holy, aren't you?
It's just a glow, Flip. You'll get over it.
No. I'll never get over this. You saved me.
That was fast.
Yeah.
Here's your ticket.
Yeah, keep it.
This is a problem, Markheim.
Maybe, but it's not mine. I'm done with the fix.
How long you think they'll let you just wander around over here unchaperoned? Who's saying Sam can't just scoop you up?
He's had opportunities prior.
He may not see it the same, you being a tourist.
Sam and I go way back.
That's what everybody says about Sam, Markheim.
And now, episode 2.
There is a city that doesn't matter, glistening gray, virtually submerged in the murk. You can hide in this city when you're sick of mattering. Who's a good boy? You are, aren't you? Yes, you are.
That your dog, then?
No.
How come you got it on that rope?
Watching it for a friend.
That little juggalo girl?
Don't know what that means.
You're new on the streets, then?
On these streets, yeah.
Thinking of making the harbor steps your turf?
Does it matter?
Yep. You look clean, but not sober. Like you got coin. You slumming?
I'm a Markheim.
I'm an Indian. But I'm not drunk, got it?
Got it.
Name's Smiley.
I'm sort of an angel, but not a moralist. Got it?
An angel?
Sort of.
I don't believe in that shit.
That's probably better.
You saying you can fly?
Sort of.
That shit means nothing to me. You should steer clear of those juggalo turds.
I don't know what that means.
Those kids sometimes paint their faces like clowns, always sparing for the change at Westlake. Claim they're fans of them nasty rappers, insane clown posse. That kid Liv runs with them sometimes.
Who?
The pretty girl gave you that dog. She can't be 15.
She didn't give me the dog. I'm watching it. She got a chance to get a shower.
I'll bet she did.
Look, Smiley. You got a problem with me?
I don't like angels, if that's what you mean.
I ain't much of one.
Am I gonna see more of your kind?
Not if I can help it.
Harbor steps ain't nobody's territory. Security bikes will roust you soon. You'll see.
They won't see me.
Why not?
It's an angel thing.
Why I gotta see you?
Doesn't work on some. Guess you're one of the luckies.
Yeah, lucky. Don't get comfortable, cousin.
I rarely do.
See you later.
Maybe. If you're lucky. The flip fits in a clockwork. That's what the chub said. So what was it? Does it matter? Hard to see how. But I'm in this city now. Might as well dig. Something to do. Pick up the thread and follow it. Spare the change. Bus fare to Fremont. Miss, you got a bus transfer?
Sorry, Orca card.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Hey, Markheim!
Oh, hello, Sam.
Hello, Sam. What are you doing?
I'm begging.
How's that working out?
Not so good. They don't seem to give much here.
It's 21st century America, Markheim. You don't have to be an angel to be invisible. What do you need money for, anyway?
I'm trying to take a bus.
A bus? Where?
Fremont.
So just spirit there.
I always taste the fix when I do that.
So?
So it's unpleasant. You don't remember.
Oh, I remember. Granted, it's been a while, but I remember. I just don't remember it being unpleasant.
Each his own. Plus, what would I do with the dog?
Good point. Come on, hop in. I'll drop you in Fremont. I like dogs. Fremont, if you please, Karen.
I've never ridden in a car before.
This isn't a car, Markheim. It's a Bentley.
Sorry, Sam.
Oh, don't be so serious. That was always your worst fault.
Yep.
It's good to see you.
Is it?
Sure. Strange, but good. What do you got going in Fremont?
Nothing. Looking someone up is all.
Someone, huh? Meet Cloud or Smoke?
I'm done with the Cloud and Smoke.
Ah, so it's the Meet Jones you got. Yep. That can be ticklish.
It's not a Jones. I'm just...
What?
Following up on something.
Cloud business?
Nope.
You gonna kid a kidder?
Fine. I flipped a wobbler, okay?
That's cloud business last time I checked.
And I'm done with it. It's just... I wanted to follow up.
What on earth for?
Curious.
Ooh, it's worse than I thought.
I'm no trouble to you or any Smoke.
And how do you know that for sure? You see the clockwork, do you?
I got no beef with Smoke.
Or Cloud?
Or Cloud.
You're walking neutral.
That's right.
No, Karen.
Yo.
Take Dexter. That suicide fence they put up on Aurora Bridge offends my sensibilities. I don't get out much to this city. No point to it, really. Not much matters out here. But it's still my city, see? They all are. Well, except for that one. But exception proves the rule, and that's not the point anyway. The point is, you're a guest here. My guest. If you're walking neutral. And I take you at your word on that. But should new information come to light, should this city start to matter for reasons unfucking foreseeable, I'm going to appreciate you sharing the news with me.
Understood.
For as you know, I'm a deeply appreciative fellow.
Oh, yes.
What?
Deeply appreciative.
You mocking me, Markheim?
No.
I thought it was pretty common knowledge. I don't like to be mocked.
Of course.
It's about the only thing that really irks me.
I'm sorry, Sam. Truly.
Don't forget I know what creaks in your attic.
I apologize, okay? I wasn't mocking you, but I'm sorry if it even seemed like I was.
All right, Markheim. Have your little vacation. What do I care? Just check in if there's any change in status.
Okay.
Of any kind.
You got it.
Things can always get uglier, right?
Yes.
I don't need to remind you of that, do I?
Nope.
You can pull over right up here, just west of Lennon.
What's Lennon?
Not a what, but a who. That's his statue back there. He was hot last century. Too bad you missed him. That's some meat could have used a Markheim.
Thanks for the ride, Sam.
Thanks for the chat, Markheim.
See you around.
I wouldn't count on it. I don't get out here much. Town kind of bums me out.
Okay.
Thanks for watching Black Francis.
He was really no bother.
I'm glad he likes you. You find what you were looking for in Fremont?
Maybe. What's juvie?
Juvie? You really don't know what juvie is?
I really don't.
Is your friend in juvie?
He's not my friend, and that's my understanding, yes.
I'll get someone to take you there.
Can't you take me?
Nah. Look, Mark, I have a huge favor to ask.
I don't do favors.
Can you watch Black Francis for me again? For a few days? Maybe a week?
Why?
I'm going home.
No.
Please? A guy I went to grade school with is coming back from Vancouver later tonight. Says he'll give me a ride back to Eugene, but he won't let Black Francis come. Not that my stepdad would let a dog in the house anyways.
You can't go back home.
Why?
You know why.
I have to.
No, you don't. You have a choice. Make it.
I got a sister back there and a little stepbrother, too. They have to live with that asshole. They can't run away to Seattle.
You can't help them.
I can.
You can't.
And it would be nice to brush my teeth a couple of days in a row.
First thing he'll do is rape you again. Then he'll rape your little sister for the first time to show you that he can, and that he'll do it over and over if you leave. Then he'll beat you. Then he'll rape you again. You have to stay away. You have to save yourself. You're the only person you can save, and even that's iffy. You cannot go back. You have to survive. Survival is all there is.
I have a sister.
Not anymore. You have yourself, and you have to protect it.
Myself is not an it. I'm a person. Persons are connected to other persons. We have to help each other.
Don't go.
Look at you.
What?
You glow. You know that?
No, I don't.
You do. It gives you away. You're like my demented guardian angel or something. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to show me how selfish I can be, and I have the choice to be that way, but that I can be better.
Trust me, that's not what I'm trying to do.
I do trust you. You're looking out for me in your own weird way, and you're the only one I trust with my black bean. Besides, this town's getting heavy. A Juggalo kid I know got burned 2 nights ago on those spooky steps that come out at Union and Terry.
What do you mean he got burned?
I mean somebody lit him on fire.
Dead?
Yeah, dead. And I use those steps all the time.
Don't go back home.
I have to, and you know it.
I do not glow.
Sure you don't.
I give you one thing.
What's that?
Those security bikes really don't seem to see you. I mean, you squat here every night and never get rousted.
How about that?
Where's your jailbait Juggalo girlfriend?
She's not my girlfriend, and she's not a Juggalo. She told me you don't know anything.
Oh, cuz, I know everything.
Then why are you asking me where she went?
See if you'd lie. She's halfway to Eugene by now, ain't she? Well, ain't she?
Yeah. Probably. So, how do I find Juvie?
Juvie? Why you want to find Juvie? You looking for more little girls?
There was a wobbler I flipped. A kid that I guess you could say I convinced not to kill someone he was robbing. And now I want to see how he's doing.
You a do-gooder?
Not hardly. I'm a Markheim.
What the hell is that?
I thought you knew everything.
Not that stupid shit.
I'm an angel, sort of like. Only I got a license, see?
A license for what?
A Markheim can do shit other angels can't.
Such as?
Well, there's all kinds of Markheims. Beaters, burners, bribers, ballers.
What are you?
Me? I'm a talker. I talk.
So do I. Don't make me no angel.
I suppose you got a point there.
You know what you are?
What?
Fool of yourself. That's what. Markheim.
Coming up in the next episode of Markheim.
Someone's been burning Juggalos, Marky, on stairways outside. 3 so far. Unless you count Liv, since she's gone missing and... Oh, look, you got her dog. And oh, look, you hang out on steps.
I'm not a burner, I'm a talker.
You ain't gonna talk your way out of this.
Oh, I think I might.
Hello, Markheim. Remember me? Name's Mara. Demon choker? Maybe we never met. You'll remember me next time, right? I'm gonna let you breathe in a second, and you're gonna remember who you're dealing with. Right? I ain't no meat punk. I'm a demon got the drop on you, and things can always get uglier, right?
Yeah.
I don't need to remind you of that, do I?
No.
Good. Sam says hi.
Obviously.
He's got a job for you.
I'm sitting neutral. He knows that. We talked personally.
Somebody's burning teenage kids.
I heard. What's that got to do with me?
Sam thinks it's cloud work.
Doubtful. But so what? I'm sitting neutral.
Sam smells a Markheim.
I ain't the only Markheim.
But you're the local Markheim. Sam figures that makes it your problem.
Why are you doing this?
I'm a murderer, Markheim. It's what I do. What's your claim to fame?
I talk.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't like talkers. They creep me out.
I don't like murderers.
So the town's not big enough for 2 Markheims? That's what you're saying?
That's the gist.
That's next time on Markheim.
Things can always get uglier.
Sam! This episode was recorded at West of Lennon on October 10th, 2011. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal and Rob Whitmer. You can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes, and we have a great website, too. Visit us online at thesandboxac.org.